Well, Jim, this morning here we have Ken with us. Ken's on our Conqueror program, and Ken, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
Well, Ken, we're excited to have you, and our listeners, it's a blessing when we get to hear a story of someone who's coming through our program. And so I'd like, if you would, to share a little bit of your story. I know there's some history, both personally and that kind of intertwines with Haven of Rest, but talk with us a little bit about what was life like leading to you wanting to come to Haven of Rest and get some help.
Well, my life was in shambles. I was on drugs and homeless, and it was just a terrible life. And I'm just so grateful for the Haven of Rest. I'm grateful that God used the Haven of Rest as the vessel for me to get next to Him, and I'm just very grateful.
Well, you know, Ken, before we actually started recording, and we were talking a little bit before the program here, Jim, we were kind of going back and forth, and you are kind of familiar with the Haven of Rest all the way back into 96.
Yes.
Now, I do remember, I started in 97, Jim. I can't remember when you started.
2000.
Reverend Brandon was still here.
Yes.
I was working in the day room.
Yes.
And so we got to know each other over time.
Exactly.
And there were many times you would talk about some of your struggles and everything like that. But so 96, 97, that time frame. And now here we are on the long-term program. And obviously some things have changed for you over time. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what made you want to come back to the Conqueror program.
Well, for some reason, you know, I've been around a long time. And I want to thank God for His patience, because I could have lost my salvation years ago, because I really was out in the world, you know. So God just kind of drew me here, you know. And like I say, this is the vessel He chose for me to get next to Him. Mm. And I just want to thank the Lord, you know.
So that first time through the program back in the 90s, obviously you were a younger man.
Yes.
I know God was doing a work in your heart back then, but it's taken a number of years. You know, we're here almost 30 years later.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what God's been teaching you now that He's been trying to get your attention for a long time.
Well, you know, I think that my parents led me to the Lord when I was young, and God's patience is you can't compare, you know. And it was like a flower. They just kept watering the seed. I kept growing and growing a little bit at a time, you know, until this point. I think it was just I was out of season, you know, and I just wasn't ready, you know.
Yeah, and you know, Ken, it's interesting because Jim and me knowing you so long.
Right.
I remember in the day room, I remember – there was always a connection with us.
Right.
I remember even when things were kind of rough for you, we could talk.
Right.
And not just with me. There were several people. And even back then, we knew that the Lord was working on your heart, even though maybe you didn't know the full picture of it. There were times you would come in, and there were good days, there were bad days.
Right.
And I'm telling you, Ken, I am so happy that you made this commitment to the Conqueror program. I really, really am. And Jim, it just goes to show that God does not give up. He continues to chase us. He continues to pull us.
Yes.
He continues to put people in our lives to maybe encourage us. And so when I seen you come back on the program, I was like, thank you, Lord. And talking about that, what's a little bit different now than before? I know you said, you know, God kept on watering, but you came onto the program. It looks a little different.
Mm-hmm.
There's some different things here, different season in life, but now you're here.
And, you know, I think what's different is the people that God put in your life to encourage you and to keep you motivated. And just being grateful. You know, Reverend Carter, you told me one time, because I felt a little ashamed because I had been here so long and wasn't getting it. And I said, Reverend Carter, this is the last time. I said, this will be the last time you see me. And I'll never forget. You told me to come back as many times as I need it. And that really did something to my heart. you know. I was just so grateful. You know, I didn't feel ashamed no more. I wanted to learn. You know, I wanted to get closer to God, you know. After I think about what I've been through, and I always thought it was just me saving myself, I never, you know, then I found out it was the Lord saved me. The Lord was saving me. You got to excuse me. I kind of get broke up when I think about it.
That's okay.
You know?
That's okay.
So, yeah, God's been saving me all these years for this moment. So,
well, we praise God with you. And one of the things that I know is kind of a moment when everybody takes a big breath and it gets very real all of a sudden is when they decide to make that commitment to get on the program and they've had that conversation with the chaplain. And, all right, it's day one now and you're like, I'm in the building. It's like, okay, I'm doing this. Talk a little bit about your experience coming back on the program, what it was like coming in that first day. Because I know some listeners, for them, maybe sometimes that's the biggest hurdle is like, I just got to get there. I just got to make that decision to commit.
Right.
What was that like? Was there a battle going on in you, or were you just like ready to surrender? What was that first day like?
I think it's always a battle. Mm-hmm. It's always a battle because Satan, he didn't want me here. Mm-hmm. You know, so I decided to come. And I just didn't have no idea what to look forward to, you know. But it has gotten better and better, you know. I love God's word, and he just revealed things to me that I didn't know, you know. And it's always a lot of men around here. It's like you don't have to go to the library, which is right down the street. You know, you could just, we got walking libraries around here, you know.
Yes.
So God has revealed a lot. And the closer you get to him in his word, the more you get to love the Lord. And they say fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I tremble sometimes when I do wrong, you know, when I see it. And I don't know. I just love the word.
Well, you know, Ken, I do know. And you, I know you'll be able to, you know, verify this. You know, being on the streets is very hard, and I think it's even harder today.
It is.
I believe that whole. I've heard testimony and stories after stories of men that are across the street, and it's no joke saying it's tough out there. Yeah. And you know that.
I know.
Coming onto the program, it's different. God's doing some things in your life. What is a, I don't want to say a typical day for you, because we know each day brings a little bit of a different scenario, but what's a day like for you on the Conquerors program? Why don't you kind of walk us through and say, hey, you know, I get up in the morning. What kind of?
Okay. Well, you know, we get up in the morning, we have breakfast, and we get a good devotion from Adam Bloom or either Brian or someone. And that gets your day going, get you pumped and ready for the Lord's word, and then we go to class. After class, we're fed again. Then we're fed the word again, you know. So the day goes by pretty quick.
Yes.
You know, and like I said, I'm just grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
So everybody, when they come on the program, it's a little different experience. God, in his wisdom, he knows how to reach a heart, you know, and so we have a lot of things going on in the program. You mentioned several of them. Mm-hmm. You might have morning devotions. You might have, sometimes it's a warm meal. Sometimes it's a class. Sometimes it's work therapy.
Right.
There's all these different interactions going on all the time that God gets a chance to use. Maybe it's rubbing shoulders with a volunteer. It could be a lot of things. So as you've gone through the program this time, what are some of those things that have really, God's really used to start to shape your heart this time, whether it's a staff member or a class? Which ones have really jumped out to you that God's been using?
Actually, it's all those things in once, you know. The staff members, I just love most of the staff, all the staff. I just say, you know, I mean, I'm closer to some than others. That's what I'm at. And, you know, the work therapy, it's good. It's not too hard. And, you know, they always say you're doing it for God. So if you're really loving the Lord, anytime they ask you, you just do it because you know you're doing it for the Lord, you know. And that's it, you know.
Yeah, I think of Jim, you know, we think of Kenny, you know, we talk about the programs that are offered in the morning time. Steve's teaching class, Louis's teaching a class on authentic manhood.
Right.
And some of those classes that are being taught today were not being taught back.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, connecting with Louis, I think everybody can connect with Louis.
Yeah.
Steve Dobo.
Right.
You got Matt Eugene.
Right.
Eugene's, you know, he's a faithful servant of the Lord.
That's right.
And so in regard to if you have a problem, you can knock on somebody's door. Is that correct?
Always, always, you know. And all of me in here lead by example, you know. So you could put your faith or your confidence in what they say, you know. The word is good, you know. Even though, you know, we always go to God's word, but God put people in your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we use them, you
yeah.
know. Yeah, so I'm very satisfied.
Yeah, and God's a big God, you know.
Yes.
And so one of the things that we hope for everybody who's on the program is that they would continue to fill their life with a church family so we can have people that can continually speak into our life, mm-hmm. even after we're maybe graduated from a program. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of our listeners can relate to that. To be alone is not good.
No.
No, and no. We know that. Like, for a lot of guys, that loneliness is probably the first step to a lot of bad things. Like, you don't want that.
Going back,
So what are some things outside of Haven of Rest that you've been building? Do you have a church home that you've been attending while you've been on the program?
Well, you know, you guys point us toward the chapel, and that's for a good reason. You know, I like the chapel. Good people, good word from Tim Arell, and I'm just happy there. You know, good ABF, a Bible study class, you know, the people there are really unique, and I feel like family, mm-hmm. you know. So that's a good place.
Well, you know, Kenny, seeing where you're at today, getting to know you all the way back through 97, and seeing where you're at, I know it brings Jim joy. It brings me joy. I know it brings a lot of people that have known you for a time. It brings us great, great joy to see you smiling.
Yeah.
When I get to see you during the daytime,
mm-hmm.
Just there's so many things that have changed in you that are so good. We see the Lord working in your heart. Now, I'm not saying every day is perfect. I'm not trying to paint that picture because I know, I'm sure you have struggles. There's, like I said, every day is a little bit different.
My worst day is better than my worst day here is better than my worst day out there.
Yeah, amen.
That's for sure,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
So as a Christian, you know, God said it wasn't going to be easy, but it's easier, you know?
Yes.
Easier, and I'm just, you know, the renewing of the mind, it's all true, and you know, you can see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I see it within
mm-hmm.
myself, you know? And I know I've changed, and I'm glad. I'm happy, you know, and I'm just thank the Lord for his patience.
Yeah. Amen.
You know,
well, and we're just so grateful
and you
for
you guys.
Yeah. we're so grateful for God in our lives as well, just his patience with us, his mercy, and where would we be without it? And
right.
And Ken, I think your story is one too, where sometimes we don't even realize how much God's working until maybe we see somebody we haven't seen in a while,
right.
And then they're like, "Whoa, you're
right.
so different!" And you're like, "How am I so different? What's different?" Because
right.
you know, you've just been just walking
right.
with the Lord every day, and but
right.
when they haven't seen you for a while, they're like, "Wow," you know, they might, you know, and it's so noticeable in a way that maybe we don't see every day. Now, our listeners. One of the things that there are listeners out there that have listened to this radio broadcast today, there's a lot of prayer warriors in this audience.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And they love to pray.
Okay.
And I know they've been blessed by what they've heard today, mm-hmm. as you've shared kind of how God's been moving in your life and the change that's been happening. What's a way that those that are listening on the radio today can pray for you?
Well, they can pray for me. I'm so thankful, but I have grandsons that I want to follow in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to follow me. And I just pray, would they pray for my grandson? And I have a son, a 17-year-old son. And I would like for all of them, for the Lord to draw near to them, you know. And that would be the prayer that I would ask everybody to pray for. Then I could take my family to heaven with me.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you know, Kenny, it is a blessing to have you on the program this morning. Like I said, it always brings us great joy when we see, you know, 30 years ago and where things are at now. And God, it's just a testimony to God's faithfulness of constantly trying to pull us in through his love, through his compassion, through circumstances. And it's just a blessing that you've been a part of this radio broadcast this morning. And I know our listeners will be praying for you, praying for what you asked for your son and your grandchildren. And so want to thank you. Thank you for being a part of this, and we will continue to lift you up each and every day.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you for asking me. I feel honored to do this. Like I said, God's been blessing me so much, you know. So I want to give God his glory. Thank you.